coming, a big day coming up on Tuesday the 27th. That's the day that we all have to go out and vote for the new library. Which is going to be the new library. I just had a hell of a debate with my oldest brother, who's very not like me. We'll leave it at that. And I was saying how literacy was on the way out. Something Marshall McLuhan said years ago, with all the media and everything, eventually literacy would become extinct. And I really think if you've looked at a Facebook page lately, that really is pretty true, pretty accurate. But our wonderful library system, and as I always look at it, the jewel of the Mid-Hudson Library System, our Caro branch, needs to be brought into the 21st century. So let's all get out and see what we can do. Here's a song by Blind Lumber Jefferson called, I'm sure he must have called it something.
When they tell me what time is the train run through this town, tell me what time does the train run through this town, I wanna laugh and talk with the prettiest girl running around.
Think of the movie Help, which I try to see about every 2 or 3 months. The one little guy, Algernon, always complained about, well, if we could get British parts, things would go better. And then he would name a country, and of course I won't do that because we don't want to insult anybody. But these other parts aren't working and all this. Whoa. Okay. Check it out. Out. Anyway, that was a song by Blind Lemon Jefferson. Now, Lemon was... I'll just tell you this while Tom's doing this. Lemon was the second largest selling artist, blues artist, of the 20s, second only to Bessie Smith. He was basically brought on as a kind of a gimmick, and somebody said, well, let's record this guy, and they couldn't keep his records on the shelves. Blind Lemon was not a dance guitarist, and his repertoire had a lot of analogous connection with Lead Belly's, and Lead Belly was a dance guitar player, and supposedly they spent some time in Dallas together, although I've always thought that there was no reason for Lemon to ever have a second guitar player. He was just so phenomenally good. And as good as Lead Belly was, they were kind of different animals. One guy, not a dance guitar player, a show person, and the other guy, a dance guitarist. Is everything kind of evened out?
I think it's a little better.
Okay.
I'm still... Can you do another song? It's not scratchy again. I'll swap out some...
That's the old blues. They just are scratchy. There's not much you can do about it.
What's up? What's up right down the other way?
That's right. Claude Hatton is here. We all know Claude from the paper, not the police blotter.
No,
Claude does all these wonderful photos. My wife, I met Claude 19 or 20 years ago at a jam session, and we really got along really well. And he's a phenomenal photographer. You get to see his work regularly in the Daily Mail. And right now I'm going to do a song by Little Hat Jones called Kentucky Blues. What we here trying to have some fun? Well, the law stepped up and said nobody run. Well, it's a long gone mama from Kentucky, a long gone, and I got away lucky. I live in Kentucky, gonna be just like a submarine. Oh, well, the women poke her head out the window, the bitch. She said, please don't let them kill Mr. Mark Patton dead. Ain't used to worry, sweet mama, gonna be here long. I ain't left you singing my lonesome song. I left you. Yeah, just like a submarine. Well, yonder come a man to pass me flying. You ought to see me when I reach and really caught that blind. Well, that's another long bone from Kentucky. A long gone, and I got away lucky. I live Zucchini, gonna be just like a submarine. Well, once an older man called Austin Jack, stop it, put the bloodhounds right on his track. Well, the hounds, they could not catch his scent. Austin couldn't tell you what a little hat went. I live Zucchini, baby, be just like a submarine. Well, I don't play the dozens, and I'm either the tens. You keep on talking, gonna leave me in. Well, you keep on talking, gonna make me mad. I'm gonna tell you about the problems that your sister had. I live Zucchini. Well, yonder comes the Santa Fe, pass me flying. You ought to see me when I reach the pier, I caught that blind. Well, another long gone from Kentucky, a long gone, and I got away lucky. I live Zucchini, gonna be just like a submarine. Now, I don't play the dozens down to either the tens. Well, you keep on talking, gonna lead me in. Well, you keep on talking, gonna make me mad. Tell you about the problems that your sister had. I don't play the dozens, I declare along to either the tens. Said, was we here trying to have some fun? Well, the law stepped up and said, nobody run. Well, that's a long gone mama from Kentucky. A long gone, and I got away lucky. I live Zucchini, gonna be just like a submarine. Thanks. I'll do one more and we'll get somebody else up here. Let's see. You have to be perfectly in tune for this one. Claude, it's good to see you, you nut. Claude has got a 1953 guild that he restored from a fire. It doesn't even smell like smoke. You can bring a guitar back from a fire. Here's a Bob Dylan song for you called Absolutely Sweet Marie. Thank you for coming down to the open mic night. I guess we're going to be moving to the back, to the park, pretty soon, right, Deborah? TBA, to be announced.
Oh, you're real gay. You know you just can't jump it. Sometimes it gets so hard, you see. Oh, here I am. Bleeding on my trumpet with all those promises you left for me. Well, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? I waited for you when I was half sick. I waited for you when you hated me. Waiting for you inside of the frozen traffic. When you knew I had some other place to be. Yeah, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Now anybody can be just like me, obviously. But then not again, not too many can be like you, fortunately. I got the fever down in my pocket. Persian drunkard follows me. I can take him to your place, but I can't unlock it. You see, you forgot to leave me with a key. Yeah, now where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Oh, I don't know how it happened, the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. And everybody else, even yourself, well, they're just gonna have to wait. 6 white horses that you did promise were finally delivered down to the penitentiary. Only right side of the law, you must be honest. You know you always say you agree. When I wear sweet Marie, I said, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? I said, where are you tonight, sweet Marie?
So as usual, that was great, Mark. Thank you.
I'll give you the $5.
So we're going to have, I'm going to introduce Don Collins, who is from the Albany area, and Don will be doing a program for the library this summer. Don's playing the guitar, and then she's with her husband playing the happy drum. Thank you.
How close do I have to be to this?
Not that close. That's good. I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Can you strum the guitar a little? This stuff's hot.
A change of pace. I was going through my music book. I was telling my husband on the way here, I cannot remember the last time I did an open mic. It's been years and years and years and years. But here I am. And so I dug up a few kind of old tunes. I don't know if you'll remember this. And then we're going to do some kind of off the wall. I've got a new instrument. It's called the happy drum. And I'm going to play, well, my husband's going to play that. And I asked him to do it this afternoon, like around 2 o'clock. And I'm going to accompany him on Native American flute. Well, this first tune is called Coming of the Road. And it was actually a tune that I learned from Peter, Paul, and Mary. And there's a lot of words to it. Now that our mountain is growing with people hungry for wealth, how come it's you that's a-going, and I'm left all alone by myself? We used to hunt the cool caverns deep in our forest of green. Then came the road and the tavern, and you found a new life, it seems. Once I had you in the wild woods, now it's just dusty roads. And I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the road. Look how they've cut a to pieces. Our ancient poplar and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the creases that once burned the heavens with smoke. You used to curse the bold crewmen that once stripped our land of its ore. Now you've changed and gone o'er to them, and you learned to love what you hated before. Once I thank God for my treasure, now like rust it corrodes, and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the roads. And I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the roads. Thank you. Well, let me see. I saw some kids coming in. My husband's a real big kid. So, let's see. Maybe you can sing along with me on this, if I can read all the words here. Waltzing with Bears. Does anybody know that tune out in the audience? Waltzing with Bears? You don't? Do you, Mark?
No, I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, whoa, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I went to his room in the middle of the night, but to my I tiptoed inside and I turned on the light. But to my dismay, he was nowhere in sight. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. This is your part. He goes wah, 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 wah. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We bought Uncle Walter a new coat to wear, but when he comes home, it's all covered with hair. And lately I've noticed there's several new tears. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. Here's your part. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things that we say he should. But I know that he'd rather be off in the woods. We're afraid we will lose him. We'll lose him for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth
Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing. Waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We said, Uncle Walter, oh, please won't you stay? And we managed to keep him at home for a day. But the bears all barged in, and they took him away. Now he's waltzing with pandas, and we don't understand it. But the bears all demand at least one waltz a day. He goes, wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. Let's try it again, the chorus. He goes, wah, 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 waltzing. You repeat it after me. Okay? He goes, wah, 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 waltzing, waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing. Wah, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. Are you ready, Dick? Well, I don't know if we're ready, but I've got a whole lot of songs. I always over prepare. Okay. Let me move this.
Okay.
All right, Dick, you got to start a rhythm.
Okay.
Don will be at the Carroll Library this summer doing a multicultural music program for ages 9 up to adults. So for those of you who are interested in that, we'll have some kind of a schedule set up within the next month or so. And next, I think we have the prodigal, Michael Ryan.
Get some sleep tonight. Well, I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one brings me family and keeps my heart light. Second one is prison, baby, sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Well, I got a wife in Chino, baby, one in Cherokee. First one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. No, it don't. Said I want him, but I'm taking my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
That's it for that one. Oh, this next song is something I wrote. A little different tuning here. It's called Unstuck in the Muck, which, because I get in the muck a lot when I fall in love. And I figured the only person that's going to haul me out of there is me. So... I wrote this song. Whoa. I ain't scared of nothing when I'm in love. God knows it's true. God knows it's true. So why doesn't he, or is it she? Well, anyway, why don't they show me how to love me? This isn't the Waltzing Bear, but you can sing along if you like. I don't believe we need to stay stuck in all this muck between us. No, I don't believe we need to stay stuck. Let's get out. Back here to this quiet. Whenever I play this song, I always think about my poor mother raising me. Oh. There ain't nothing I'd rather be than in love with somebody. Now I ain't nothing special, ain't no royalty, but I know love don't cost a penny. And it don't come for free. Here's where we get unstuck. Unstuck. You gotta haul yourself out of this. Thanks very much. Now I'll play a quiet one. If I can find my capo. That song works for me, by the way. It hauls me out of the muck. Yes, ma'am? Mexican request. This is a... Well, let me do something here. I was going to play this one. You know what? That's sneaking in a fourth song. But I got a request. I wrote this song when I was 18, actually, which was a hell of a long time ago. Oh, yeah. It was a while ago. But I'm surprised. Yeah, right. I'm surprised now when I think back, because I was so screwed up. But this song's pretty fun. It's... It's about intimacy, and I think intimacy is something we all think about and want in our lives. Again, my poor mother is turning over in her grave. Listen to this. It's called I Think I'm Mexican. My father's sperm cells try to tell me that I'm an Irish American. My mother tells me I'm embarrassing. My neighbors think I'm an abomination. And I think I'm Mexican and maybe just a little tiny bit Puerto Rican. When I was born, a helpful nurse helped me to start hemorrhaging. Priests later told me I was playing with parts of myself that I shouldn't have been. Psychiatrist told me to start my own bin. If I thought I was Mexican or even just a little tiny bit Puerto Rican, and wisteria. Oh, intimacy and wisteria. Oh, summertime grows mysterious. Oh, what is it about you that lives in us? Oh, what is it about you that lives in us? Oh, intimacy, you are mysterious. Well, I can't see you, but I sure can feel you talking to us. Hey, won't you slip into a suit or something so I can see what's talking to us? Oh, intimacy, you are mysterious. Well, I can't see you, but I sure can feel you talking to us. Hey, won't you slip into a seersucker or a pinstripe or something so I can see what's talking to us? Oh, intimacy, you are mysterious. Thank you very much. Thanks for Deb to whoever else helped you put this on. This is very nice to come out. And this gentleman over here, thanks. And Bill Lawrence is a skunk for not showing up.
Thanks. Thank you. I want to announce real quick, this is all live on the internet, on WGXC online radio. WGXC is going to be the new community radio station, hopefully on the air in late September. And then these events, some of them will be live on the radio, and boy, the musicians are so good tonight. I want to make sure everybody that's playing and anybody in the audience too signs up on the mailing list so we can get in touch with you and get you live on the radio when we get on the air in the future. But there's more information about the radio station and a mailing list over on the table over there, so check that out on your way out, and I'll let Deb get the next act on.
That was Tom Rowe with WGXC, and I think we're going to switch moods a little bit. April was National Poetry Month, and we actually have one of our winners here. We have a couple of people are going to read poems too. So first up is Tony Fallon. For those of you who don't know, Tony is a new owner of the hardware store down the street, and he's been very supportive of both the library and the station. So.
We on? Hello? Yeah. Okay, as Deborah said, I bought the hardware store down the street, but that's not the reason why I'm involved with the radio station. For over 30 years, I did the Irish radio program out in Long Island, and Tom, I don't know why, I kept begging him, and he said he would let me do an Irish program on the station too when they go on. Right, Tom? Oh, easy. We'll see. We'll see you now. But anyway, I write poetry, and I have been writing it for 47, 48 years. And one of the poems that I wrote, Deborah heard it a couple of weeks ago, and she thought it was funny. So we're going to do it again and see if everybody else thinks it's funny. It's about the little leprechaun. You've all heard about the leprechaun and all the money he has, all the gold, etc. Well, this is my version of what happened. Last night I dreamed of Sheegith Hill. The moon was shining, all was still. There in front of me, so plainly I could see, a tiny little leprechaun looking straight at me. Oh, little leprechaun, said I, a story I've been told, that you must now give me your big pot of gold. He was looking at me funny and shaking his head, and when he finally spoke, this is what he said. If you cannot catch me, you cannot have my pay, and you will never catch me if I can have my way. And then I realized of his gold I would have not until I had him in my hands, until I had him caught. And so we started up the hill. We must have been a sight, the little leprechaun and me, running in the night. We ran and ran for hours, it seems, till daybreak running in my dreams. And then I had him cornered, lunged at him with a roar, and found myself wide awake in my Caro hardware store. I would never be commercial here, you know. Okay, I grew up in Ireland, 1 mile from the nearest store, 3 miles from the nearest church, 4 miles from the nearest tiny little town, and 8 miles from a town personally the size of Catskill. And to go to the town was, oh, the dream everybody had. And frequently on Saturday when my parents went shopping, they would take me with them. And they did the shopping, and I wandered around the town, and I saw all the little stores and everything. And then I came to America, and I started thinking about it. The newspaper over in Ireland was expanding, and I had been writing for them all these years. And they sent me a letter and they said, give us something about this common town, what you remember about it, or what you would like if you were to come back. So this is what I tried. A lot of it, you know, if you grew up in the country and there was a town that you liked to go to, you will think a little bit about it, as other people have when they hear it. They say, well, that sounded just like our little town where we went into. So anyway, here we go. It's called My Dream House. And again, I had a dream. When I wake in the morning, it always seems that during the night I had recurring dreams. That one of these days, back to Ireland I'll go and buy a few nice acres from my Uncle Joe. And if he should wait too long and he is dead, I guess I could buy them from my cousin Ned. In one of these fields, I'll settle my old bones down on the racecourse road outside Roscommon town. Then I'll build my dream house in one of these places where if I look out the window, I can see the races. It won't matter much if it's horse or hare, as long as there's plenty of action there. Mickey Reynolds will help me with the work. We both were young once in old New York. And when it is built, I will fill it with things that I love or covet or that pleasure brings. And I'll do numerous things with patience and ease, and I'll do them as often as I darn well please. When Dowdles has an auction, I'll buy antiques. To fill up the house will take weeks and weeks. I'll get a big sofa and some reclining chairs and some Donegal rugs for the rooms upstairs. A small mirror will hang over the big fireplace so that after starting a fire I can check my face. TVs and sound systems will fill up one room, and then music will have as much power as a sonic boom. On the front door, a clatter knocker of shiny brass, and in the field, a messy Ferguson tractor to cut the grass. A big cock of hay will make sure the cow is fed and adequate turf for one winter in a galvanized shed. In the garden will be sowed all kinds of flowers in memory of my friends who were lost in the towers. In the garage, there will be chisels and levels and rules, and in the corner, a big box full of mechanics tools. Oh yes, I'll have all the toys that bring an old man joy. I can afford the things now that I long for as a boy. Into O'Connor's I'll go and get pictures of dogs or sheep and cattle or maybe goats and hogs. Higgins's will have the champion with all the news, and I'll go to Joe Kelly for a new pair of shoes. In Harlow's I'll drink heavenly coffee from a glass and go to Muldoon's near the castle for cal or gas. I'll go to Casey's for service or to fix up my car and get a rental from Brian Trainer in Ballygar. I'll go out to Gailey Bay or Loch Ree to fish for pike, and if the weather is good, I'll use my Gannon bike. When I visit the bookies, I'll hope that my horses win, and I'll get new heels on my shoes at Mr. Finn. From Cheap Jack in the square, pans and bowls, and from Noel and Kathleen, curtains and towels. If Terry Layden isn't in, I'll go out to Castle Coote and go to Burgoyne's when I need a tailored suit. When football or sports answers I need in a hurry, I'll head for McCrockery and ask Jimmy Murray. And when I'm sick or get cuts and bruises from falls, I'll be in the very competent hands of Dr. Walls. And when I need someone to style my hair, I know Andy Finnerty will do it with care. When I need an architect, there's Brian O'Carroll. And to fix up my teeth, there's Kevin O'Farrell. In the blue moon, I'll eat a delicious vanilla cone and tell Willie Morris I want meat without bone. Buy Donnelly's sausages for breakfast with egg and ham and two loaves at Malloy's and some butter and jam. For fish and chips, Jimmy Jones is the man, and for a good television, there's Noel McCran. I'll find Christy Tully to sign me up for the pools and go to Dolan's Hardware for a set of good tools. Go with the Noctons to the alley to play handball or with the Cummins's for snooker in the Harrison Hall. I'll go see the lads playing football in St. Comans Park if it didn't rain recently and it's not too dark. Our friends are in the hospital before in I stop. I'll buy them some goodies in Hessian's shop. Then a few pints in the Abbey before home I drive. I'll nearly always be home before the clock strikes five. That's if I don't get stopped on the way by the guards or if I don't go to M. Jeff Farrell's for some greeting cards. I'll have a little dog to welcome me with a friendly bark. He'll be fit to jump in the window of the car before I can park. Inside the house it'll be warm, friendly and neat, except on the parlour floor by the parakeet. I definitely won't be without a bird, even if he doesn't speak a single word. As soon as I take off my coat and hat from the chair by the Stanley, I'll shoo the cat. And she'd look at me pleading with half-shut eyes, as if it never happened before and it's a big surprise. I'll settle into my chair, take off my socks and shoes, turn on the television and watch the evening news. Later, if it's Saturday, to Fairyland I'll wander down and I'll be the oldest swinger in Roscommon Town. On Sunday, I won't budge early, I'll be too tired. Thank God I won't have a job or I'll be fired. As I sit on my bed reflecting and getting really annoyed, for I'll be far busier than when I was employed. And I'm quickly arriving at the sad conclusion that this ambitious dream is just an illusion. And that's when I conclude that my dreams are bad, for I'm dreaming of Roscommon when I was a lad. Thank you.
I don't think Tony entered the poetry contest. Actually, our winner is not here, but we do have the first runner-up. So Nancy Henry, if you would come up and read your poem. Nancy was our winner last year.
Well, I'm not sure if this was the runner-up poem or not. Yes. Thank you. Frog time? Oh, okay, that's what I was going to read. Okay. Frog time. It is the time of tree frogs late in their season of lust, sounding off their search for the ecstasy only a frog knows. August left without the sound of promised rain. September sits on my shoulders like a threatening cloud. There is disappointment in the air. Time without progress. Frog time. Cool air moves about. It is too early to start burrowing in. The ominous sky, an invitation to prehistory. Poles and wires mock the sky, telling me I am not going anywhere except deeper into regret. My silver self penetrates September light, exposing deeds done in darkness. Death was designed so well. Approximately 20 years I wrote a poem for Earth Day, which, because this was the week for it, I'll recite to you. There is only one thing wrong with the Earth. There is only one thing wrong with the Earth. Humans. There is only one thing wrong with humans. Power. There is only one thing wrong with power. Abuse. There is only one thing wrong with the Earth. And here's one untitled. I measure time by the length of my hair. I know the weather by its condition. I know the social climate by the reception of its naturalness. My hair breaks during warfare. It is lustrous and full of the wind on a summer's day. When I worry, it ties itself up into knots. When I sing, it glorifies my face. When it rains, I taste its champagne. I have a favorite poem that I read over the summer, some people may have already heard this, but I would like to end with Hamlet Enlightened. To be and not to be. That is the answer. An untroubled acceptance of what befalls effectively kills the conflict. To live, to wake, singing harmonies to natural rhythms. To live, to wake, to live. Perchance to transcend. Aye, there's the genius. For in that awakening, what expression may come while timelessly embracing our destiny must give us vitality in life, calm in death, subtle smiles unburdened by desire or retribution. To travel the earth unboundaried and return non-willful, content, unpuzzled. Thus, awareness can make heroes of us all, healing our thoughts, restoring us to course, sustaining our inaction, the struggle to achieve forgotten. And I do hope people will come out and vote for the library, the new library. It's really an equalizer when it comes to education. You can start it there. You can continue it there. It's just such an amazing opportunity, and you can get anything you want from interlibrary loan. It's an awesome service, so please support it.
Thanks, Nancy. The judge for the poetry contest was local author Esther Cohen. Now I'm very happy to introduce, I think it's one half of a new band called Wild Blue, and we have the multi-talented Claude Hatton, who's I'm sure most of you know from his photography for the Daily Mail and other papers, and Harry Gottlieb.
I might do a little bit of backup, but he's amazing.
Michael is multi-talented, too. Also works for the newspaper.
Usually I have a drummer and a little guitar player to hide behind, so on. But we're going to do the best we can. You can't hear, I'm coming off a little bit of a cold too, but we'll suffer through it. A lot of support the library. It's a good cause, and Debbie's a great person. She does a great job. And we don't know what it does, we're just going to roll it.
That's too loud.
Let's start with a little Neil Young.
My Rock and roll will never die. There's more to the picture than meets the eye. Hey, hey, my, my. Well, out of the blue, into the black, give you this, but you pay for that. And once you're gone, you can't come back. When you're out of the blue, into the black. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten. This is the story of Johnny Rotten. You know it's better to burn out than it is to rust. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten.
Rock and roll here, huh?
Do the pony song.
The pony song. I haven't done the pony song in forever. I'm going to try one original for you before we go. We'll do a little Brian Adams here. I should have seen it coming, babe. I should have seen a sign. Didn't think she really needs me. But I must have been blind. She didn't give me no warning. Thought I shouldn't treat you wrong. But when I got up this morning, she was gone.
Gone.
She said, take me back, won't you? Take me back, won't you? Well, I changed my way. Take me.
me back, won't you? Take me back, won't you? Well, I changed my way. She didn't tell me about it. So I'm supposed to read your mind. You make me get up and shout it. Well, it's a crime. She didn't tell me about it. I'm not supposed to read your mind. You make me get up and shout it. Well, it's a crime. She said, take me back, won't you? Take me back, won't you? Well, I changed my way. Take me back, won't you? Take me back, won't you? Well, I'm not the same. Well, won't you take me back? Well, won't you take me back? Coming, babe. I should have seen the sign. Didn't think she really needs me. Well, I must have been blind. She didn't give me no warning. I shouldn't treat you wrong. But when I got up this morning, she was gone. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, won't you take me back? Oh, won't you take me back? Come on, girl. Oh, won't you take me back? Oh, won't you take me back?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
One of my tunes that we do with a band here.
Like a summer's dream. But now her attitude really makes me scream. Especially when she says everything's changing. Everything changes. And it ain't just me. You've been rearranging. Rearranging, she says, everything changes. Everything changes. We used to revel in the morning light. wondering how the world could be so right. Now apple of my eye is a melting core, and every day feels more like the First World War. Especially when she says everything changes, everything changes, and it ain't just me. You've been rearranging. She says everything changes, everything changes. Then I found that girl I love so well. She's gone and changed into some beast from hell. She once was silky sweet like a summer's dream, but now her attitude really makes me scream. Especially when she says everything changes, everything changes, and it ain't just me. Cause you've been rearranging. She says everything changes, everything changes, everything changes, everything changes.
Thank you so much. Any more guitar players out here? We're going to just jam all night long. I'm ready. I don't know. Am I getting the hook? Want us to do one more? You're gonna come up with us? Come up, Mike. We're gonna do one more. You gonna play with us, or you gonna do something?
No, I'm gonna play with
you. Yeah, what are you gonna do? You wanna do something simple with you, or something like Crossroads?
Yeah, okay, that's
very good. Do an old Robert Johnson via Eric Clapton tune called Crossroads.
We do a little bit of a slower version.
The solos are easier to play. I haven't been able to perform with Mark in a long, long time, so this is a real treat for me. Mark's one of my favorite guitar players, and soon to be my blues teacher. That's right, I got a nice picture of him doing that too. With his friend Alice on his shoulder.
Just like in a movie, or
yep.
A tune.
Yep. How about that? The wonders never cease. Thank you.
Well, I went down to the crossroad, tried to flag a ride. Yes, I went down to the crossroad, tried to flag a ride. Nobody seemed to know me, everybody passed me by. Well, I went down to the crossroad, fell down on my knee. Down to the crossroad, fell down on my knee. Said, Lord, please have mercy. Say, poor Claude, if you please. Take it, son. Down to the crossroad, tried to flag a ride. Down to the crossroad, tried to flag a ride. Yeah. Nobody seemed to know me, everybody passed me by.
Take it again, Mara.
Friend Willie Brown. Yes, you can run, tell my friend Willie Brown. Lord, that I'm standing at the crossroads and I believe I'm sinking down.
All right, thank you so much and thanks for having us. And again, don't forget to go down and vote on Tuesday. We need this library very, very much.
That was excellent, and only half the band, so you can imagine if they have the full band what they sound like. So I'm thinking that maybe next time we'll allow a little time at the end if you guys all come for a longer jam session. That'd be great. We have, yeah, we finally got Michael off the mountain. So we have one more performer. Kaylee is going to close us out tonight. And I just wanted to say thank you to John Gallagher for providing the space. John's over there, for those of you who don't know him, and John is also a very talented musician. This program was made possible in part through a grant from the Greene County Legislature, so even though Bill Lawrence may be a skunk, Michael, he did give us some money. So Kaylee.
Far from it. Okay. This is a song I wrote. It's only the intro. That's all I know. So.
That's it for tonight, but we're going to be back next month on May 28th here once last time for the spring, and then we'll move to the park for the summer every month. But Caro Open Mic by the Caro Library and WGXC will be here on May 28th, so come out again. But everybody, it was great tonight. We'll have a recording up on the WGXC website tomorrow that you can listen to or download or tell your friends. And stop by the table on the way out and get some information about the Caro Library, the vote on Tuesday, and the WGXC, your new community radio station. Thanks.